it, do I not? That would be a quagmire.
At the Diami Community Center in Carbondale, a few students are gathered at a table for their literature lesson.
So does everyone understand it?
Each student is reading from the same book and has a dictionary next to them so they can physically look up any word they might not know.
Too dumbfound.
What's dumbfound?
Most people think of homeschool as sitting at a table while their parents teach lessons. Center manager Anita Brown says the building gives homeschool children and parents a break from that routine.
Well, you're not on your own. And homeschooling can sometimes be a lonely job. And so for the families, it allows their kids to come together and have some social interaction, and the parents can share resources.
And sharing their resources can help parents and the students.
The families here often do classes so that while one parent's working, another parent is with their child so that they don't have to be here all the time. So they're really just, they're using their collective resources to do things to make it easier for the families and to bring benefits to the kids as well.
Brown says she's seen an increase in homeschooling over the years because some parents want to steer the direction of their children's education.
Families want to take charge of their kids' education. They want to have more choice in curriculum, subjects being taught, how they're being taught, and they want to be more efficient.
But there's also a weekly hands-on education day every Wednesday. About 15 students spend the day at the farm in Anna learning farm work, animal care, and cooking.
Well, not everybody learns well from books, of course. Some people are tactile or kinesthetic learners, and they learn better when they're actually in motion and doing things. And it also just teaches more practical skills rather than having your head in a book and learning math or something. You're out there calculating to build something or to plan out a garden bed.
Parents who are members of the center don't have to bring their students there every day. It's there to offer that extra help and social environment for students.
It just brings some ease into their lives, and they have support and they have a regular place to go. And sometimes they do want to just stay home, but it's nice to be able to go, come on, let's pack up, let's go be around other people.
For WSIU Radio, I'm Benji Jeffords.